Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unnecessary Noise. I am your host, TJ Tulloch. How's it going, guys? Good? Yeah? You having a nice little, Wednesday? We're Wednesday already. It's already hump day. And I haven't posted, wow, I popped my pee on that one. I haven't posted a podcast, why am I doing pees? Let me sound. My sound is going off. So here's a fun little fact. If you're doing radio broadcasting, don't use a lot of pee sounds. And if you are, don't talk directly into the mic like I'm doing. You're supposed to have the microphone like against your cheek, talking out of it. It's not a perfect system right now. And especially with my mics, I got to get new mics. So I got to upgrade the whole audio system needs an upgrade right now. The ones I've been using just have not been cutting it. So eventually I'll get the Rogan mics. That, you know what? Once I get the Joe Rogan microphone, then I think I'll have made it. You know, I think it's Shure SM75B or something. I can't remember, but I wish they named microphones like they did cars. Don't you? Say what you want about some of the dumb car names, like the Toyota Matrix. But at least I can remember what the name of the car is. It's not just a serial number. You know, get creative with these things. Yeah, I know you don't have that many lines. You know? I want the Shure explosion, I don't know, of audio. Shure surround. I want the Shure surround. I want the Shure surround ultra. I don't know. What are you going to call Shure audio? Shure mega. I got nothing. This is the lamest. This is not even a good attempt at being funny. This is just me sadly rambling. Yeah, overall, how you guys, what's been going on? I wanted to talk about a couple of things. That's just been little housekeeping issues to get you aware of where I've been at. So, two things that I've done. I've got a nice little animated video. Been working on some animation projects, and I did a lifeguarding video, which is up now, and we put it on, and it did. I think it did well. I think people have liked it, and so the goal is to get a bigger thing out and see where it goes. A bigger show, a bigger thing. I'm sorry, I'm really spent right now because I spent my time playing Twitch, okay? And if you don't know what Twitch is, you're kind of like me, where it's a video game system, a streaming service now that you can watch people play video games. Essentially, you sit there and you watch people in their room commenting on video games. And they you know, they're playing like Fortnite, and this is where I guess Fortnite became really big, and like PUBG and all this stuff. I'm saying words that like I know what they are, but really, and I kind of have an idea, but I don't know what I'm talking about. This is how I know I'm old. There's an officially a generational gap between me and whoever and the youth of today. Right, I'm 33 years old, and I'm trying to play video games. I'm trying to keep up, and I can't. And I don't know who my audience is. I don't think I have an audience anymore, which is okay. But it's interesting because I was twitching, and it's funny because people have been telling me to twitch for a while, to do Twitch. People think my channel, my voice is conducive to twitching, probably because of the stutter, but I hadn't done it. I know, and I like the people that were on it were Muddy Wow, and that's where he rubbed mayo all over his nipple, and he did a bunch of weird stuff for us. He was a character on my old show, the Oddly Entertaining Show, but I think he still has a Twitch channel. He had like something like 5,000 subs. Big dude. But then he gave it all up. I think he gave it up before Twitch became Twitch blew up. Like, Twitch is where YouTubers are going now. A lot more of them. I don't think they get paid as well as they do on YouTube, but I know that I think they're compensated. Some of the big ones are now starting to get compensated. Amazon's figuring it all out. I'm talking about this like I'm some sort of expert. I have no idea. I'm hoping I can figure this out by the end of it. And it's just an interesting process. But I'm also kind of burnt out, right? Because I watch some of these channels. And again, generational gap here. It's not entertaining to me to watch someone else play video games. Like, sometimes I'll do playthroughs, right? And sometimes I'll watch the occasional one just to see how the level ends, right? But I think, like I said, video games have always been a tertiary endeavor for me. I've never really been that into them. Like, there will be stints where I will go into a dark, dark place. And when I get into them, I go deep. And there's 6 months of my life gone. And I don't know what happened. I don't know. It's weird. Like, I don't casually pick up video games. I don't think a lot of people do either. They have to make it a habit. And so it's funny that this has now become a big way to get your media out there, like even more so than a podcast or streaming. And I don't know, the other thing too is I don't know how to play some of these new games. It's not that I couldn't pick it up. It's just I'm not terribly interested in it. You know, like, I don't know. It'd be like the equivalent of being a news anchor for a company you don't care about. I don't know. Maybe that's it. You know, just like a talking head. And I guess you're playing the game, saying whatever you want. But it's just my goal, I think, would be to probably entertain. And at least, again, if I'm doing this on the air, or if I'm doing whatever I'm saying to you on this podcast. Wow, I gotta get a new mic. I'm hoping that I'm entertaining you. And I'm hoping that you're engaged and you're listening. Like, I've got a question for you guys. Do you enjoy watching people? Like, I will say there's certain funny parts about watching someone. Do you guys enjoy it, though? Do you enjoy it? Like, what makes Twitch Twitch? Is it watching someone fight, I guess it's this, or like play a game well? Is it getting to know the person? Because here's the other thing. These people are on for like 4 hours at a time. And that's how you get good exposure, right? Some of the big gamers get a lot of exposure. And it almost feels, it's like that Truman Show type thing where you just feel like there's someone in the house. Like a familiar voice is on, right? Like that there's something comforting about having someone there that's always there that'll respond to you. You know, maybe if your day, even if your day's going horribly, this guy, this whoever's on, or girl, will at least talk to you because they want you to like them back. I don't know. Is that a thing, or is it more just a source of entertainment? Because I can see both. I can see both being true. And maybe, I'm sure it is for different people. Maybe this is the way people find their community. And if that's the case, that's awesome. I'm just trying to get in on it as a shill hack entertainer. And I want to exploit it. And the way I can exploit it is I have to go in with old school video games. Like, I don't have a PS4. I'll probably end up getting one. Here's the other thing. I keep getting pressured into doing things. Like, I feel like there's a part of me that's missing out on society right now. Like, I'm not doing enough. And I know that I'm just doing different things. And maybe this is the unnecessary noise in your life. Like, the one that I feel that I'm just, because I'm really, I love doing the Adobe stuff, and I like creating things. So I will say that one thing that was very rewarding about setting up the whole Twitch system was that I was doing live streaming, which is something I hadn't done I hadn't done it in a while. Maybe I'd done a Google Hangout, but I have never done I've never done a video stream. I always wanted to do audio, and I was always just trying to get the podcast going. But when I did this, it was setting up different systems, setting up a capture card, and so I guess it's an exciting skill. I still want to have something though when I'm on Twitch, I feel like I have to be performing, like I have to be talking. Right, so that's why the first half of this podcast is gonna. It sounds like I'm drained because I'm just trying to think of things to say, and I zone out, right? Because you get sidetracked playing this video game, and you kind of forget people are watching you. No, luckily no one was watching me at the time. I don't think I had anybody paying attention to me at all, which is okay because honestly, I mean. I think it's a very niche market I'm capturing. Anyone that's wanting wrestling, pro wrestling Twitch channel. Just a marathon of Twitching. You can see I'm drained. But it was funny. After a while, you're just coming up with things. It's just, oh yeah, look at this guy. Yeah, and then you just go into Steve Austin's voice. I think I did a lot of weird wrestling trivia. That's another thing I like about talking about these old video games. They give you a sense of nostalgia. You know, and I can tell stories because I know the characters involved. And then if I see the characters on the screen, I can give you a bit of back history. So that's the logic behind it. And I mean, I don't know. Everyone has their own thing. But what is it that makes this the Twitch thing exciting? I don't know. I'm trying to explore it. We'll see where it goes. Anyway, moving on, I guess. I don't know. I think I'm gonna stick though with the video game, like the old video games, for a while at least. Maybe eventually, once I blow up, I'll sell out. Maybe start playing. I'm not sure if I'm going to stick to just wrestling games, though. Might be N64. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I feel pressured. It's so funny, though, too. It was a girl that told me to get into it, right? You know, Muddy Wow has been telling me for years. He's a big dude. But yeah, and I'm like, yeah, sure, I tried it. I tried it for a couple seconds. I tried getting into Twitch, and then I just gave up on it. Soon as one attractive looking girl tells me to go try Twitch, I'm going, and I'm a sellout. But it's weird though too because I don't know. You start to. I think the thing, like I said, the thing that was exciting for me, and again, the unnecessary noises, people want to tell you what you should be doing, right? I think maybe this is in every walk of life. People want to tell me what I should be doing. Oh, you should be doing this, and this is what's going to get you a certain level of success or a certain level of respect. And you know what? Some of it's good advice, and everyone means well. Right? Everyone means well. Everyone everyone has the best of intentions. But I think some of the problem is you have to filter out what's good and what's not. And especially with media, it's really tricky because there is no level of success for what I'm doing right now. Like there's no special blueprint on how to get a million subscribers or how to go viral with a podcast or how to do something magical, you know, that's just going to catch. It's like catching lightning in a bottle. Hell, you could throw millions of dollars at something and feel like it's a trusted franchise. Look at Ghostbusters, right? It bombed at the box office. You know, they threw millions of dollars. They had great actors in it. They had all the cameos and stuff, and people were returning. And, you know, it was super progressive. And, I mean, it had all this stuff, and it still bombed at the box office. And whether you like the story or not, I'm not going to get into it, what you thought of how people acted. I'm just saying you can have all the ingredients for success, but when you bake the cake, it comes out a little flat, and sometimes that happens. So it's important to, I'm saying it's important, still important to try new things. And then you have to also look at, why are you making the cake? Are you making it for yourself, or are you making it for other people? Now, I want people to enjoy this. And I think the end is, but they're, don't get me wrong, this is very cathartic for me. When I'm rambling like a buffoon, I like doing this, and I like talking into a microphone. But I also want, I'm also hoping it's at least entertaining. So if you're doing it to get likes, and this is something that I have, like my perspective has shifted on. Because it's, you know, you definitely want to grow and listen to your audience and all that sort of thing. Well, if you're doing it just to get that and not necessarily for yourself and for the enjoyment of yourself, it becomes a soulless endeavor, I think. I don't know. Like, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of people, and a lot of people do this, and I'm not just talking about fame. You know, if you want to make the money, you make the money too. Like, right? That sounded like the worst thing. I should articulate that statement better. If you like, there are a lot of people that go to a job that kills them every day, and then they go home and they find that happiness, right? Or like, I think in my case, I enjoy my job. I enjoy what I do. Would I like to do something better? Sure. But you know what? This is fun for me as well. You know, you get to have a little message out there. You improve on some skills. I just like rambling. I am going to transition. Like I say, I'm going to transition into senility very smoothly. And I don't care what I talk about, right? Hopefully, I think the biggest thing I've learned too, and even then, even the way my style has evolved, this is super self-reflective. For 20 episodes in, this is super self-reflective, and maybe it's just because I have nothing left to talk about because I did all my funny bits on Twitch live. Wow, that popped again. I was doing my Steve Austin, and that's the bottom line. But, I totally lost my train of thought. No, it was about what I learned. This is like the whole point of it. It's that I don't have to be funny. I think I don't have to be funny. I think I have to be earnest. And I think honesty and engage, and like, there's an intent, there's an honesty, there's a familiarity with listening to someone who's listening to your podcast and stuff. And so I think that the honesty of something can kind of lead to humor, and it can lead to a bunch of other places. But just going for that joke, going for that goofy joke that you do, that I would do, and I think other incarnations or iterations of the show, whether it's the Oddly Entertaining, and some of them were designed to make it funny, kind of pigeonholes you in, because you're expected to have just a funny show, right? And I almost think Twitch kind of does that too. I think Twitch really pigeonholes you in. But having said that, that's a big hole. That's a big hole that a lot of people want to get into. So, you know what? If it works, it works. But that was the biggest thing. I think honestly, I have this like mantra: be honest, be interesting, and be prepared. Right. So if you have something to talk about, that's great. Now the last one, I don't think I was prepared. I don't think I was quite as prepared to go 20 today because I was so burnt out. I didn't expect that the Twitch thing would be so burnt out. But it's really interesting what people think you should be doing. And I do think There's a part of me that thinks I'm missing out on society, and maybe this is just how I've grown, like how I don't really care, because people have been telling me to get back, like, you know, I just don't have time for stuff right now. And I'm not even saying that as a joke, because I used to, and I'm going to use an example. Like, a couple years ago, I really got into online gaming. Online dating. Pretty much the same thing. Like, I was really into it. And I had Tinder, you had Bumble, and it got really addicting. Seeing who likes you and seeing who is invested in you. And I think that when I didn't have other things that I was working on, other projects, I just became obsessed with it. But, and same with video games to a certain extent. You know, I would play Mass Effect. It'd be like, you know, video games usually come after probably a big project. Like, I'd final exams would come, and I'd be so burnt out from everything else, I would want to just play video games. Well, instead of doing that with online dating was just like, if I had nothing going on, it's weird. But you know, I'm always either getting pressured, like recently, a lot of people just been talking about how, you need to get into playing video games again. And like, when are you going to get a PS4? I've heard this so many times. Like, when am I going to get, like, why do I need a PS4? I keep wanting to say to people, when are you going to get, people, it's my buddy Brett. I'm going to call him out. I think I have a couple other cousins looking for me online to headhunt. When are you guys going to, like, start learning how to animate or something, you know? Shoot a video with me. The other one with online dating, I went back because, again, people were telling me stories. And it's not even like, it's weird because I'm just not, it's just, you just get, I get so bored with that whole lifestyle. Like, it's like, cool, you know, it's okay. Yeah, I don't know, it's just not a, It's just not for me right now. I mean, I'm not saying I'm never gonna go back to it, because I sparked it up. That's the best way to play it. For a little bit, and it really scared me, because I started recognizing people on there, and I'm just like, I'm going down. I'm just like, as soon as I did, I was like, oh. Do I really want to do this? Then you realize you're setting your age, like, you know, just your age parameters. And it's okay. There's a lot of people on there. It's crazy how much that medium's changed, right? Like, before, like, all you watch online, like, the video dating from, like, the 80s, and just the biggest weirdos are on there. Now everybody's on there. It's just anybody that's single, that's kind of the thing to do, right? Just casually swipe right. We have turned dating into a yes or no question. It's so weird. There used to be like an art. Now it's the art of taking the selfie, the online dating profile selfie. And that's another thing. I just don't want to set up the profile. It's another profile I have to set up. And I'd rather, at this point, I think I'd rather have followers. I don't know. Maybe I'd just rather have followers on like Twitch or something. It's just, it's so much work. I don't want to. I'm done. You know what? For now. But it feels like, it just feels like people, you know. Like, that's how success is justified right now. It's not, the way I'm justifying success is I did a 2-minute poop animation. I animated poop. I animated 3D water and I animated poop. And that to me was probably the most exciting thing that I've done in a long time. I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's the truth. Animating poop. Poop. Okay, see, this is why I don't. Popping peas. See, there we go. Now I'm not popping peas. Animating poop. You can tell it's been a long day. Yeah. All right, that's it. I think that's enough of the podcast. A moral of the story, I'm not saying don't tell anyone you did, because that's I don't want to tread into like this dumb Instagram quotes that I keep railing on. Wow, these mics are bad. Maybe it's just me. You know what they say? If you meet three a-holes before lunch, chances are you're the a-hole. Well, I think if you pop your peas on three different mics before lunch, chances are it's not the mics. Just don't know how to talk. For years, I don't know how to talk into a microphone. Anyway, that's pretty much it for today. I guess moral of the story, and I'm not going to, like I said, I don't want to rail on, I don't want to go into, like, hypocritical, like, dumb Instagram quote girl quotes, which, by the way, they are still, like, I didn't do it for the past couple segments because they're pretty derivative right now. I gotta wait until they find a new thing to say. You know, they're trying to that new age philosophy, and if they gotta figure out some other scribe to go after. I'm gonna start putting a bunch of fake quotes out there, just like that are pretty dumb that most people will figure out, kind of like the flat earth theory, and then see if people pick up on it. You know, like, oh, you know, life is like cheese. Oh, it's mold, it can get mold on it or something. I don't know. That's terrible improv. This is why I'm talking into a microphone by myself. But the moral of the story is, you know what, if you're doing something, if you're passionate about something, don't get sidetracked. Yeah, never mind. That's too derivative. For me, it was, you know, everything I'm going to say is super derivative of dumb hot girl quote. I'm such a hypocrite. Yeah, moral of the story is Twitch. Twitch is cool. And subscribe. Check out my Twitch channel. All right, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. At TJ Tulloch on Instagram. At TJ Tulloch on Twitter. And TJ's Corner on Twitch. So that's TEEJS Corner on Twitch. All right, guys. Peace out.